code Trucker Randy or call 800-654-9659.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you, we are still selling tickets now, it appears, through Friday's show for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast U.S. Senate shoot vote. Text me Pig, I'll send you the flyer and the website. It's this Saturday. Gates open at noon in Central Lake. So if you're interested, text me Pig and I'll send you the flyer. The website, you can get your tickets online. When we were talking with Tyler Gorrell, who is running for trustee there in Tuscarora Township, doing tax abatements, DDA, downtown development authorities, rehabilitation of downtown areas, I'm all for it at the local level. But Governor Gretchen Whitmer approved the Michigan Strategic Funds Board's grant and tax breaks, listen to this, folks, $120 million. And who are they giving the grants and the tax breaks to? Dow Chemical. Down in Midland and Bay County's Williams Township. One county, one local township, the board approved a $120 million critical industry program grant. Critical industry. What critical industry is it? Why can't Dow Chemical invest their own dang money into their expansion? Why do we, as taxpayers from across the entire state of Michigan, I live in Antrim County. Many of you live in Presque Isle, Sheboygan, Otsego, Charlevoix, Emmett, Mackinac, Chippewa counties. What the heck good does it do us for Dow Chemical to get $120 million of our taxpayer dollars statewide to go into Midland and Bay counties, Williams Township? 15-year, 100% state essential services assessment tax exemption worth $454,000, a 10-year Renaissance Zone extension, and early termination of a MEGA tax credit. Gretchen Whitmer, today's investment in Michigan. See how she uses that word? Every single time she signs these bills and gives out this free money that we, the taxpayers of Michigan, put in her coffers. Today's investment in Michigan. In Michigan? It's not in Michigan. You're a liar. That money is not going to Northern Michigan. It's not going to the UP. It's going to Midland and Bay counties. Period, Governor. End of discussion. You're a bald-faced liar. We'll protect, listen to this, 5,000 good-paying jobs in the Great Lakes Bay region. Okay, so let's get this right. 120 million divided by 5,000 jobs. Right. 24 grand a job. But $120 million to Dow Chemical. You can't make this stuff up, people. We're going to talk about the sheriff's race in Emmett County in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is Randy Kloss. He's a candidate running for Emmett County Sheriff. And also a very special guest, Chuck Fondra. He is currently the sheriff of Charlevoix County. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Chuck, I wanted to start off with you. How long have you been the sheriff there in Charlevoix County?
The actual sheriff, I've been eight years now.
Okay, how long have you been with the department?
Well, almost 30 years.
30 years. Man, time flies when you're having fun, amen?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, Chuck, because when I had Randy on the show last week, he mentioned that you had endorsed him to be the next sheriff for Emmett County. I know you don't normally endorse a lot of candidates in various races, but you have in the past some races. Why did you decide to endorse Randy Kloss for Sheriff Emmett County coming up in the August 6th primary?
Yeah, that's an easy answer. It's all about Randy. He has the character and integrity, the passion, but also the kindness to be sheriff. You know, and I have friends and family, a lot of them that live in the Emmett County voting area. And I think it's really important that people know who their sheriff is and the importance of a sheriff, not just because I am one, but, you know, the responsibility is bigger than the authority of the office of sheriff. And if you take that approach and you know, you work towards service, you'll have a good county. And Randy's that guy. And we've had several talks on things, and, you know, maybe how he would do things, some things different, some things the same, and, you know, how I do things and why I do certain things. And that was, you know, before any endorsement question, he's inquisitive to try to make it better, you know, build on the last sheriff, and, you know, hopefully the next sheriff after him builds on that. So
right. Now, you obviously vetted him. You've had conversations with him. Is there any particular issues that really he answered or had the same belief system that you have? Is there any particular issue or particular law that you said, you know what, Randy and I absolutely align with, we agree with each other on?
Yeah, the first thing that stuck out to me was he must be a sheriff for the people, and I think that's important. The sheriff, I don't know if all your listeners know the responsibilities of the office of sheriff, but there's some things that we do on a daily basis that the average person probably wouldn't know, and there's things that you can farm out as a sheriff, like you can have things done, or you can do them yourself. An example that we talked about was sheriffs are responsible for sheriff sales. That's basically selling the mortgages, default mortgages on the front court steps of the courthouse is what the law says, but selling them.
Right.
And that seems like a very simple task if you do it yourself. But in an example I told him was in my office, you know, I was able to help a family save a small farm. Because it was at the beginning, people are going to stem around that, which is really important for a sheriff because sometimes they have to interposition themselves. But the family had financial problems, and another family member tried to step up and help, and the bank wasn't accepting the financial institution wasn't accepting the phone call from them, and they had the money to redeem it. Ironically, when I called, they answered.
Surprise, huh?
Yeah, right. So I said, "Well, I'm not holding that share, so because these people have the money. If I'd sold that that day, and you know, if I hadn't canceled that share sale, that family would have lost that small farm."
Wow, you know, that's huge.
That's positioning yourself, you know, as the sheriff. It's my obligation, but you know, doing the right thing, maybe not necessarily the easy thing, but the right thing, and. That rung true to Randy, and that's the kind of guy he is, you know. That should be a litmus test for who you want to vote for sheriff, if that makes any sense to you.
Sure, absolutely. It was a huge infringement on our rights, and it impacted our economy, it impacted our businesses and people's lifestyles, their freedoms. And absolutely, I think it's a huge vetting issue, and I think it's a good thing to ask. One other quick question for you before I let you go. I want to bring Randy into the conversation as well. Let me ask you this. Is there any feedback that you're hearing from your constituents in Charlevoix County regarding these new gun laws, red flag, safe storage laws? Are anybody concerned, Chuck? Have you heard anything from your constituents about those laws?
Yeah, everybody's concerned about that and how they're used. I'm glad to say that both of our circuit court judges, Judge Hayes down here and Judge Deegan in Emmett County, no pun intended, but very judicious in their approach. We've had none, by the way. I don't think Emma has either, but their approach, and that's reassuring that our judges understand that, you know, this is where passed. It is a law, but they're very judicious in how they do it, and they're going to review those carefully after a thorough investigation. So we've had no cause for one, have not been asked for one, and yeah, it's a concern.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we appreciate you taking the time to join us on the show today. And again, Sheriff Chuck Vondra, Charlevoix County Sheriff, has endorsed Randy Kloss for Emmett County Sheriff in the upcoming August 6th primary. And Chuck, we appreciate you coming on the show and explaining it to the folks why you did it. And maybe final thoughts you'd like to say to the folks before we let you go.
Yeah, you know, as far as this conversation goes, it's all about Randy Kloss. And that's the focus. It's not about anything else. Other than this guy has the integrity and character to lead. He has compassion. He shows empathy. And that's important in our job. It's not all about slapping the cuffs on people and taking them to jail. There's lots of things the sheriff does and directs his staff to do that can have an impact on your community. And a person with those characteristics is the right guy for the job.
Absolutely. Well, again, we appreciate you coming on the show, Chuck, and we'll hopefully see you here at some events soon. Venetian Festival, yeah, and other things happening in Charlevoix this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time. We're going to keep her safe. Hope everybody has a lot of fun.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, see you, Dr. Randy.
Bye-bye. I had a technical difficulty with Randy. Let's see. I'm going to try to call him back right now. You love cells when they work. You hate them when they don't. But good information. And I've known Chuck a long time. Not really sure, you know, why he chose this particular race. But, hey, it is what it is. And we'll get Randy on here. Hopefully he's in a better cell signal and be able to talk about it with him. And get your comments. If you'd like to text me a question for Randy, text me at 231-360-5140. And we'll get him into the interview with Randy. Hey, good morning, Randy.
Yeah, sorry about that. I lost you. I think I got a little better reception here.
Okay, very good. I know you're on the road traveling. That's why I wanted you to pull over. Just
I'm out of the vehicle now, standing, so I'm okay. Good. Go ahead.
Very good. I just finished the interview with Chuck Vondra, the sheriff for Charlevoix County. He said why he basically endorsed you is because it's all about you, and that he's interviewed you, he's vetted you, he's known you for years. And basically like to get your thoughts about that conversation and, you know, why you believe he endorsed you versus your opponent in this upcoming race. Randy, are you there?
Person, and I'm going to do the right county people. And, you know, he knows that, I'm going to tell you things that I believe, what I believe in the truth, and I'm going to tell people things that, you know, that I don't believe in.
Randy, your signal is really bad. I apologize, but you're breaking up, so we'll have to reschedule. Thanks for coming on. Technology, you love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't. So anyway, we tried to have him on the show. We want you, the voters of Emmett County, to understand a lot of people are supporting Randy Kloss to be the next sheriff. You just heard from Charlevoix County Sheriff Chuck Vondra, Brett Gooding, a former Michigan State Trooper himself, Bob O'Donnell, Great Lakes Computer, phone and computer there in Petoskey, many others supporting Randy Kloss to be the next sheriff of Emmett County. So greatly appreciate them coming on the show. Want to get this information out to you guys. If you have any questions, you can reach out to Randy. Hopefully he has a better cell signal when he takes your call, or you can text him. His phone number is 231-373-3604. If you want to talk to him, give him a text message. When he gets a cell signal, he'll give you a call back. One last little short snippet on this $120 million grant that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Michigan Strategic Fund gave to Dow Chemical. Michigan Economic Development Corporation CEO Quinton Messer Jr., who's traveling to England and wasn't present at the board's meeting, said in a release that the project reflects the strategy adopted by the board. The products produced and researched in the facilities include silicone foams, gels, coatings, used, where is it used? Electric vehicle battery materials. You see what's happening here, folks? $120 million of our Michigan's taxpayer dollars going for products used in the making of electric vehicle batteries. A technology that's going to be a dinosaur in 10 years. It's going to die with Biden. Biden pushing this false narrative, this absolutely laughable statement that he made at the last State of the Union address, that we're going to need to use internal combustion engines for at least another 10 years. The whole place cracked up. Absolutely made a joke out of Biden's statement. You are an absolute idiot. That's why the Democrats pushed you out of being their nominee for statements so stupid as that. And Whitmer's pushing this garbage too. Donald Trump said it with Jesse Waters, interview I watched last night prepping for the show. He says electric vehicles are fine for people who want them. I know some very wealthy people living up here in northern Michigan. One of them has a Tesla. Another one, I believe it's a Range Rover. They're electric. Why? Because they live in a certain county where their business is located. Got to run to the office, sweetie. I'll be right back. 3, 4, 5, 6 miles there. 3, 4, 5, 6 miles back. You don't even have to plug it in. The batteries can hold the charge. You could probably do, I don't know, 10 of those runs. Honey, we got to go to the store. I got to get some milk. That's fine. But today, I'm going to Elk Rapids after the show to get the pork. I'm going to drive to Gaylord and back. 120 miles round trip. I don't even know if an electric vehicle could go that far. Never going to buy an electric vehicle ever. Neither is the majority of Americans in this country. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. U.S. Capitol Police were called Tuesday afternoon as protesters beat on the doors to U.S. Representative Dan Kildee's Washington office, attempting to force their way inside. That from Kildee's chief of staff. Media reports show protesters demanding the U.S. government insist on an immediate Israeli